Pregame continues here on 92.9 The Moose KKIA, joined in the pregame show by second-year Storm Lake head football coach Rudy Week. And coach, about 10 minutes away from kicking off the biggest game of your young coaching career, Storm Lake 3-0 for the first time in 10 years, and looking to make it 4-0. You've talked about this can be the team that makes the playoffs. You know, no one's satisfied to be in 3-0, and win over Heelan would be a big step forward.
Yeah, Heelan's obviously a great team, a perennial powerhouse. We have the utmost respect for what they do as a program. They're always well-coached. They're always athletic and big and strong. And a win over that type of program would be absolutely huge.
You know, they are 1-2 in the season. They have a win over a 4A school. They have two losses to two ranked 3A teams by a combined 6 points. So, you know, they're a good team. They've played quality competition, but sometimes it's good to catch a team when they're reeling.
You know, their record doesn't do them justice. I do think that people are saying that they're down this year, and I don't think that's the case. I think they've got a great squad. You know, obviously their running back, Xavier Clark, is being recruited by, you know, every D1 school in the area. So they are a scary team, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. Our guys look forward to the challenge, but, you know, this is not your typical 3-0 versus a 1-2.
Now, you mentioned Clark, and when you look at Heelan, he's got to be the first thing that jumps out at you. I really believe we have one of the best linebacking cores, if not the best in the district. Hoops and Duque consistently leading tackles. Mulgay's got the speed. How good of a game do those three need to have to keep him contained?
You know, they need to be ready to play. He's a guy where if he can get into space, he will make you absolutely pay. He's also a guy where if you can hit him before you can get that full head of steam and get that blazing speed on the outside, he can be slowed down as some of those good teams did earlier in the year. But they're going to give him the ball a lot, and he will absolutely make you pay if you let up even for a second. So we need a big D-line game, we need a big linebacker game, and we've got to wrap up.
If there is a noticeable hole on this Heelan team, it would be the offensive line. What do your front seven on defense need to do to win this game?
We have to control the run game. To me, if we can control the run game and we can slow down Xavier Clark, then the passing game now becomes easier to defend because our secondary can focus on that rather than coming up to make tackles in the run game. Now they can do that, and they've shown that they're willing to do that. But if you can make a team one dimensional, then it's that much easier to stop them. So we've got to have a good game out of the back end, and we've got to have a good game at the front seven.
What's practice been like this week? Have you prepared any differently for Heelan as compared to your first three?
You know, we try to do the same stuff, same type of routine, and not treat them any differently. At the same time, it feels different. It feels like a bigger game. It's Sioux City Heelan. We haven't beat them in school history, I don't believe. I think we're 0-11. And this could be the year, and we want it to be. And these guys are working for it, and we want it.
Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight. We'll talk after the game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.